G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that kippah. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my main man, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
Look at you, dude.
I said it, man. I effing said it, man.
All right, I have discovered something over the weekend.
You came to some sort of discovery?
Yes. That I'd like to discuss with you and the crew here and the audience.
All right, and the audience, of course. The audience gets involved by dialing in.
Right, the audience of millions. A potential audience of 12 million people.
We have 12 million people listening?
No. A potential audience of 12 million people. 12 million people can hear this station locally in Southern California. And I guess 4 or 5 billion on the internet?
Right. We must have 6 million listening.
I doubt it. But it's a potential of 12 million people. If everybody was listening to KLSX right now, it'll be 12 million people.
25% of the potential has got to be tuned in. 3 million have got to be listening, don't you think?
All right, I'll give you 3 million.
All right, we have 3 million listeners.
All right. All right, but
I'm getting nervous now.
I was writing a list of some, you know, people who are in my life who are easy to deal with, and people who are in my life who are not so easy to deal with.
Oh, well, I know where I was on the list.
You were on one of the lists. But it wasn't males. It was females.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was. So there must have been another list that included me.
No, you were actually on this list.
you gave me a mulligan?
I put you under chicks.
Thanks, Tim.
I didn't mean to. I just accidentally did it.
It just happened. All right. So what was the list all about?
Well, I was listing the people, the girls that I found easy to deal with and girls that I found difficult to deal with. And I had two lists.
And this is not just like former girlfriends. This is not just romantic. This is...
Very few of them are romantic.
Okay. So this is in general.
In general. Right. And I came to a conclusion... And maybe somebody has done this before in Los Angeles. And again, this is the beginning of my thesis.
Oh.
It still needs to breathe.
Well, Tim, my gosh.
Thank you very much.
Where are you? Are you attending? Are you taking a class somewhere?
I can't say that this is true 100% of the time, but I would tell you that I'm around 85% right.
Well, your instincts, I've said it before on the air.
Thank you.
And it's worth repeating now. Your instincts are spot on.
I have come to the conclusion, to the dismay of a lot of women in Southern California,
right,
that women who were born and raised in Southern California,
okay,
are more difficult to deal with than transplants.
Oh, I don't know that I can necessarily sign off on that.
In almost every case, it's true.
So you're saying if a chick is born in Orange County, L.A. County, Ventura County, and born and raised here,
I'm going to say Los Angeles County.
Okay.
Because up in Ventura, that's not really the big city. Orange County, there's still a lot of, you know, I think whole families and decent.
Family units still together.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think, I don't know what it is, but chicks that were born and raised in L.A. County are a little more difficult to deal with than people who've come from other parts of the world.
Okay. Now let me hit you with this, I mean, straight out of the gate here. What about the chick who comes here from Rhode Island because she wants to be famous and she wants to be an actress? You've met that chick before. She's insane.
She's not as insane as women who are born and raised here and want to be famous. Those are the real crazy ones. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something in the air, if it's something in the water. You're going to have to explain it to me because I can't put my finger on it.
Well, you know, I know. Look, our audience has had a lot of experience, as have we, studs. A lot of experience with chicks, man. I think that I've met, and I'm a transplant myself, you know, having grown up in New York, but L.A. is home. I mean, I've been here for almost 15 years, I guess, in Southern California. So I can tell you that, like, chicks from other parts of the world, United States who come here, not necessarily back just back east, but from the Midwest, they're nuts because they come here to fulfill a dream, a lifelong dream of being an actress. And a couple of things happen. Either their heart is broken and they go back home, or they get into porn, or they date producers and they become whores, you know, not literally, maybe sometimes. So I think that transplants can be really crazy.
Trust me. For a guy who's born and raised out here, I have 44 years experience out here, young man. Well, you've been here for what, 6 years? How long have you been living in Southern California?
Well, I just said, were you listening to what I just, said almost 15 years.
Okay.
I just said it, Tim.
I'll listen to the tape tonight of the show.
It's 97.1.
And I'll come back tomorrow and apologize to you.
That's fine.
All right. So I've had 44 years of experience with local chicks. And I'm not sure what it is. I've got to ask the audience, what is it about local women who are so crazy? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. You could help me with my paper here. I'm doing a study on women who were born and raised in Southern California. Are they indeed a little tougher to deal with than transplants? And if so, why? I can't put my finger on it. I have a couple of ideas.
Mm. Which we'll explore throughout the hour.
Yes, you betcha.
Hit him with the numbers, Timmy. That was a solid setup.
Sure.
Got a talk show coach here. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How was that?
That was great.
Was the 888 better than the 520 number?
You know, they were equally terrific.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You want to hear them again?
Bring it.
520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
Is it good? It's good. He said, my coach says it's perfect. He doesn't want to go on the air.
All right.
He says it's perfect. I brought him in, by the way, just so to observe us. And he's going to give me, which I'll share with you, just kind of a critical analysis later in the week.
All right.
Quick question. This paper you're doing, the thesis, single-spaced or double-spaced?
Single-spaced.
How many pages?
25 pages so far. And counting.
Wow.
But here's what made me think that this is true, okay? I was in Home Depot this weekend on Saturday.
Here's a shocker.
Right before I went to Santa Anita, dropped into Home Depot.
Wow, you went to Home Depot and Santa Anita. Wow, it's weird.
But I left Santa Anita early because I had my niece's play I forgot about was in San Diego this weekend.
Ooh.
And my brother called me, my brother Jake, and said, are you going to Courtney's performance tonight? And I said, oh, damn, I'm at the track. And this is 3 o'clock.
Oh, jeez.
Or no, it's 3:30. And her play went on at 7 p.m. in San Diego.
It's like a school play or something?
It's raining.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It was great.
So I said to Sophia, I was with Sophia, my daughter.
Sure.
I said, baby, hop in the car. We're going to San Diego to see your cousin's play. And she didn't, you know, she just gets in the car.
Right. And you called your wife and said, we're going to San Diego.
Going to San Diego. But we had our track clothes on.
but it wasn't, I mean, this wasn't at the San Diego Civic Auditorium. This was
no, but it was at a church and, you know, you throw a sweater or a jacket on.
Sure.
So I had to stop at a mall and get myself a nice sweater and get Sophia pants and a shirt so we could slide in there.
Oh, how funny.
A little different Santa Anita day than usual.
Right.
All right, but here's my experience at Home Depot, and this is why I say this. Because I ran into a friend of my wife's. I was checking out. I went there to buy snail killer.
Oh.
Because we have snails in the house, and they're running those crazy rainbow trails
yes.
all over the joint.
Yep.
I don't know if the cats are bringing them in or somebody's bringing them in. And, you know, it looks like the Thomas guide in there with these trails going around. It looks like the city streets of Southern California. So I went to buy snail killer and, you know, and hoped that worked.
Yeah, good luck.
So I got I'm up at the counter. I'm paying for this stuff. It's like $6. And the woman behind me, I recognize, is one of Jennifer's friends.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. And she looks and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting snail killer. What are you doing,
baby?
And she goes, I knew you were like that. I should have known you were like that.
What the hell was she talking
and
about?
I said, what's going on with you? She goes, there's natural remedies for snails. You don't have to go and kill them and slaughter them. I said, oh, babo.
Oh, that's on the checkout line this happened?
They should not allow her in Home Depot anymore. I said, darling, please.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, buy your crap and I'll buy mine.
And you back off.
Oh, bubba.
Oh, that's very funny.
But you don't hear that in Cleveland.
No.
Portland or...
She'll be reporting back to your wife.
Detroit.
That, that you're avoiding natural remedies to get rid of snails.
All right. Are chicks born and raised in Southern California a little tougher to deal with than transplants?
Yeah, or are the transplants a little more difficult?
John in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, you know, I think they're just crazy in general. It's not transplant. It's not come or enter. It's they're just crazy.
So you've had no experience with difference between women who are born here and women who are moved here.
Not really. I mean,
We're going to press on. We'd like to have somebody with some experience, one side or the other.
Right. We don't want
sitting on the fence. Yeah. Not so hot, so for talk radio.
Well, hold on. Let me see. He's. You know what? The talk radio coach says yes. He said thumbs up. No fence sitters.
That's like when you say, "Who do you like, Barack Obama or John McCain?" They go, "I like them both." Hey, let's get that guy on. All right. Let's talk to Hugo in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
Good, Hugo.
Good. I just want to say that I totally agree with you. I've been through two divorces, and my God, just wow, they're just so difficult.
Uh huh. And did they leave you, or did you leave them?
They left me.
And were both of them born and raised in Southern California?
You know that messed up area by Jordan High?
I'm not familiar with it. What was one of their biggest complaints with you? Was it that you used the term, "Oh, my God"?
No, I work too much.
Oh, you work too much?
Yeah, but they don't complain when you spend a check, right?
Yeah, I understand. So how long was you divorced twice? Do you have any kids?
Yeah, two. Unfortunately, yeah, with the last one.
One with each or just with the last one?
Just the last one.
Oh, boy.
First one was very quick, two years.
How old are the kids?
What is it, like 3 and 5?
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're like, they should be able to fly on their own.
Yeah, they're still baby birds, too.
Yeah, they're like baby birds.
Yeah, they are baby birds.
Yeah, but they should learn how to fly.
Now the
all right, thanks,
kid.
Hugo.
We did a nice...
They are still baby birds. But
they got to start learning to fly.
But
they're not ready to fly on their own yet, but they got to start learning.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, of course, Senator Edwards reacting to his wife's cancer, of course, and the decision that they would... continue on the campaign trail, referring to the children, who I believe are 4 and 6 or something.
They'll learn how to fly on their own.
Right. They're not ready yet, but they better start learning.
Oh, man.
He sounded very scary. Like, I think he's a really nice guy. Like, he's got that nice guy's face. You know, he's like a pretty boy. But
right.
He sounded really mean and scary on that tape.
I think he also married too early. You know, because his like wife doesn't match his look.
Well,
you know, he should be married to some hot chick.
Well, I mean, she's obviously been sick and she's put some weight on, you know, so.
Well, whatever the circumstances are. But she just doesn't look like she is as hot as he is.
Well, you know where
he's like a good looking guy who's worth $50 million. And she looks like a bumpkin.
Well, he's also 54. Now, let's assume she is. 30 years ago, the look could have been vastly different, right?
I don't know.
Because he's worth all the millions now. He wasn't worth that when they met. You know where they had their first date or their first anniversary?
No, I don't.
Wendy's.
Wow.
So now, even though they're worth, $200 million.
Right.
Every anniversary.
They go to Wendy's?
They go to Wendy's. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, bubble.
John Edwards and that wife, they sit at Wendy's, man.
A cheap guy.
Well, it's just, I think it's nostalgic. It's, sentimental.
Sounds cheap to me. Okay. I don't think I can get away with taking my wife to Wendy's every year.
Right, but imagine all the beautiful meals that they have during the year. So, they go.
And then the guy probably orders off the 99-cent menu.
Well, I know they do go to Wendy's, though.
Oh, the 99-cent chili, 99-cent fries. Babe, you can have anything?
Hey, by the way, here in Southern California, we'll get right back to the phones in just a moment. Forgive me, I haven't seen one. Do you have Friendlies?
I don't think it's back east.
Yeah, it's real good.
All right, are women who are born and raised here in Southern California, are they a little more difficult to deal with than these transplants? Let's talk to Seth in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good. Listen, I think it's a city mentality. If you go to any big city, I think Tim kind of answered his question in his own roundabout way. If you go to a big city, people are going to be kind of jaded regardless, you know, probably women especially. But if you get someone from, like, say, like the Midwest coming in, they're fresh-faced, they're new, you know, they're just happy to be here and stuff. But if you go to any big city, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And also, when you get women who come in from, you know, let's say Ohio or, you know, Iowa, North Dakota, and they don't know anybody out here, they can't come in here with an attitude. They got to really make friends and maybe be nicer.
Right,
when you were born and raised here.
Well, remember when you started, if you were a kid and you went to a new school, you had to be the nicest kid in the class because you wanted to make friends right away.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of times back east, you know, out here, you know, there's if you hang with your grandparents out here.
Oh, and who doesn't? I mean, you know.
I think they're a little different than the grandparents in the Midwest.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think in the Midwest that grandmothers are still baking, sewing.
Well, I think they're doing that here, aren't they?
I don't know.
What, are they going on auditions?
I don't know. I think they're driving expensive cars and getting their nails done and. I think they're just a little, it's a different vibe.
No, that wasn't my Nana. My
grandmother on my dad's side, I mean, you know, got up in the morning, cooked, you know, breakfast every morning, lunch, dinner, did the laundry, cleaned the house, never complained about anything.
Right, and did that every day.
Ironing every single day.
And made meals for, obviously, your grandfather.
Ran that vacuum every day.
Oh, jeez.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious.
The vacuum.
And
loud. They're loud.
The old ones are special.
Oh, my God.
And also my stepmother's mom, Atiyah, she was the same way.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, yeah. We were actually toying with naming our daughter Atiyah.
That's a very pretty name.
Yeah.
How did she spell that? Two T's?
I don't know.
That's a pretty name. What is her ethnicity?
I don't know.
Italian.
All right, is that wild?
They're Italian.
All right, Italians.
All right, Johnny in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
How you doing, fellas?
All right, dude.
Oh, there.
All right. Well, hey, man, I think that the deal with chicks in Los Angeles, and let me tell you, I have been here for 4 years. I moved here from Kansas City. And I had a long-term relationship with an actual authentic Los Angeles girl, and I am now in a relationship with a girl from Texas.
Oh, who moved here? Now, what she moved here? What did she move here for? Forgive me.
She moved here to model and act, and you know, be a waitress and all that stuff.
Oh, no, see, buddy, this is the problem. She didn't move here to be a waitress. She moved here to do the first things that you said, and when the first things don't pan out, that's when I think transplants get crazy.
Yeah, but I think this guy is onto something. I think women who come from other parts of the country are more willing to take jobs like, you know, waiter, waitress, you know, to support.
Like normal jobs.
To support themselves while they're acting. I think the women who are born and raised here
try to find
feel that they might be too good for those
kind of
jobs.
They try to find a dude to do that for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And then they get angry that they didn't find the right guy because they married a guy who maybe had dough, but they can't stand this guy.
Yeah, but what about the anger? How does that compare to the anger of for example, a guy who just called is a great caller, and we thank him for the call. But he said, you know, I asked what you come here from Texas for. Model, act, waitress. No, she never came here to waitress, dude. And there's anger there. When she's going to that waitressing job, dude, Tim, you know this. There's anger will set in. If it's not today,
I don't think it is, though. I mean, I think that when you go to that waitress job, you are acting. And I think when you're a good enough actress or an actor or an actress, and I still use the term actor and actress, I know that the Academy likes to do female actor and male actor. I don't buy into that.
Yeah, they've
and
changed.
I will die using actor and actress.
Yeah, I think that's fine to use those terms. I noticed that.
Yeah, nobody says, I just met the greatest female actor of my life. I can't believe how hot this female actor is.
Yeah, because by the way, in casting offices and stuff like that, you know they're just saying, we need a 35-year-old actress. They're not saying, we need a 35-year-old female actor.
Right.
Or
it's too long.
Right.
Female actor.
They're still using the
actress.
Actress.
You added two syllables to my life.
Please.
I have enough syllables to deal with to begin with.
Anyway, she goes to the waitress job. And
if she's a good actress,
she
makes better tips.
That's true.
If she's a bad actress, she can't hide the anger and the hostility and the rage. She ain't getting anything.
Right. So when she goes to the waitressing job, she should think of it as actually a role. It's a role.
They should not call them waitresses. They should call them actors.
Or actresses, if they're females.
But that's what they're doing.
Oh, your phone is right. Why is he calling on the air? I've asked you 100 times.
Jesus Christ.
Have I asked you to tell him not to call?
Hey, what's up, Tony? Mm-hmm. Give me the Lakers.
Jesus, this again.
2 units.
Tony, we do a radio
show.
Hey,
Bubbo. All right, see you Thursday. You're at the barber. Okay. All right, see you, dude. All right, sorry, man. I just had to, I got to keep, it's the only guy that I do let get through.
At the barber?
All right. Yeah, we go to the
just
same barber.
Brian, exactly, dude.
I'll be honest with you. He is my barber. My bookie is my barber, okay? F it. There it is. It's over. All right. Our girls who were born and raised here in Southern California, a little more difficult to deal with than transplants. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Have you turned your phone off so he won't disturb us again?
No, but I know when he's not doing well because I get the worst effing haircut on the planet. He's just like after you don't want to mess with him after Super Bowl Sunday.
Right. Well, you should schedule your haircut for right before that event.
I could get a haircut tomorrow from this guy and come in and show you, and you could tell whether he's had a bad week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need a haircut.
Obvious.
I should go see your guy. I need somebody.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.